This is a production of Cornell University.
He's accused.
How many, Peter? Thank you. Now we'll move into approval of the meeting minutes from February 2nd.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll approve the meeting minutes. And now open microphone with VP Indemini.
If any members of the community would like to speak at open microphone, please come up to the mic and state your name and your name. Thanks, Dan. The first person on the speaker list for this is Dale.
Can you just repeat the name of the advisor? Can you repeat the name of the advisor, please?
The advisor is Steve Bell, and it's now just Steve.
Thank you. Next is Hamish. Thank you. anyone else like to speak on this? Thank you, Dan.
Thank you.
If any other members of the community would like to speak, please do so. And with that, we'll close open mic.
And now we'll move into announcements and reports. First is Rabbi Guido. Project that you want to work on, make sure you reach out to me. A lot of people set some really great goals for this semester, but I haven't had a lot of follow-up, and DP McBride has an update on attendance.
So I sent all of you guys the attendance sheet that's currently most up to date, so make sure that you're watching your attendance, because like 8 people are not here today, and some of those are missed mark, so we're going to have more attendance hearing probably. make sure you're doing that. Also, as we're thinking about next year, if you're interested in serving as DPI up next year, I urge you to reach out to me, because there's a lot of institutional knowledge that we need to be transferred. Because I've been it for 2 years, and Henderson before me is long gone. So if you're interested in that in any way, reach out to me. Thank you.
I'll let Parliamentarian Barbaria answer that.
Yeah, we only need 15 for quorum. We're at 19 to 21 right now, depending on who's shifting in their seats.
Thanks. Next is VP Montejo.
Hi, everyone. So I'm just going to do a quick shameless plug. Every year, the Performing and Media Arts Department awards an award to the best screenplay and the best playwright in the PMA department. This year, I was fortunate enough to be cast in the stage reading of the play Being Read, which is also a play that was written by one of my best friends and features the story of a mixed status family, which is a family that's comprised of members that are undocumented and members that are citizens. And regardless of your political affiliation, I think all of us know that splitting up families is one of the toughest things that we've seen in the U.S., especially in the last few months. The threat of that is really scary, so if you'd like to come out and see this amazing piece of art and support people of color writing plays and showing our stories and people of color who are actors, it'd be great to see you in the Schwartz at 4:30 p.m. tomorrow. That's Friday, so it should be free. So come through, and it'll be a great time. It's just a good opportunity to have a free show at the Schwartz.
Next announcement is from VP Lee.
Hey guys, so big thank you to Wei, Wei and a couple of other members, me and Brian, everybody from the Appropriations Committee, they were great at yesterday's first Intro to Violence funding session, so thank you guys for showing up and for supporting and for speaking up, which I thought was awesome. That said, I was a little disappointed that not many more SA members attended, but we had a lot of people from the community attend, so overall it was super successful. And there are two more installations, like
Hamish. The next announcement is from Rep. Reichel. Next on, this, on the announcements is Rep. Chovanec.
But My motion to move Resolution 25 to the top of the agenda because we have people here that would like to speak on it.
Second.
And I also motion to make it business of the day.
Let's go one at a time. So first, moving Resolution 25 up. Is there any dissent? Seeing no dissent, we'll move Resolution 25 up. Is there any dissent to making it business of the day? Great. We'll make it business of the day. While they're getting set up, I want to remind Assembly members to stop by conversation because then I can't hear you close to the speaker's table. And also, we will not be texting because we have people presenting.
Okay. So if you guys remember, everybody's house is there, but he's not here. And we presented this resolution in the fall, at the very last meeting of the year. So basically what this resolution does is it calls on the faculty senate to create a committee to look into ideological diversity among the faculty members. Its goal is to expand ideological and philosophical diversity among our faculty members. The one complaint that we got last time was that it's not addressing racial, ethnic diversity, and yes, we agree that that's a problem, but the trustees and the faculty have already identified that as a problem and are working on that, but we believe this all reduces the votes to the front of their attention. Ideological diversity is also important, especially on campus, where we try to have diversity of thought in order to create new knowledge. I believe President Garrett actually said that she believes that, I don't quote her, but in conversations with her, she said that she thought that having people with a whole bunch of different viewpoints actually leads to create knowledge. And I think that's important. I think that I have asked the people here that usually with me, most of them are from Cornell Republicans. I've also talked to Cornell Democratic leadership. They have indicated that they are sympathetic with the resolution, but they need the exact same time as now. They might be sending someone in a little bit. So also I would say that I think it's important that so I think it's important to maintain an academic environment at the university for this resolution to pass. I also think that having more ideological diversity on campus would help students. Because I think that if students go into a class and they're faced with a professor with a different view from them, then they're fantastically challenging every single subtle assumption that the professor puts out. And I think that leads to critical thinking with students. And I think that is actually the most important aspect of why the resolution because it helps us create knowledge as students and learn and help the university solve their knowledge. Is there anyone else like to have a closing intercession or agreement?
I just want to say really quickly, I think it's really important in framing this discussion that we put aside any political biases that we may have. I know that it must be very, very difficult, right? We all make assumptions that come from the work we do politically, but I think that this is a subject that is really present, especially with now.
Largely focused on conservative
are open about different socialist ideologies coming to campus. The fact of the matter is that oftentimes people in general on the campus don't do that, but one of my biggest concerns is that
motion to extend by a minute.
Second. Is there a dissent? All right, moving down to your book.
Dissent.
Keep the book.
Okay, take it back.
What?
Keep
the book.
Okay, all those in favor of moving extending by a minute. All those opposed. All those abstained. He says most people just voted no. Okay, Richard, what do you mean?
conversation on the amendment, for a couple of the people have already spoken, so just a reminder that that's strictly about the line about the Cornell Daily Sun and about the line about philosophical diversity, so make sure we're keeping the conversation there. Also, if any of the sponsors, if any of you want to be on the steering board for the amendment, separate from like the text of the actual resolution, so I'm happy to write you down as individual. Next we have Sarah. All those who abstain. By a vote of 14-4-1, we're going to vote on this amendment. All those in favor of this amendment. All right, all those opposed? All those who abstain. By a vote of 2-14-3, this amendment fails. All right, for clarification for everybody in the room, we are now going back to a general speaker list for the resolution. A couple of community members asked Dustin to be
on the amendment on speaker's list. So Dustin's going to come around again. If you want to be on the general resolution one, and this is the same one that carried over from before.
So in the discussion, I would like to add the line as well, after the second policy, especially those of conservative concessions and policies.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, I'm going to go into discussion on this amendment. If you want to be on this specific amendment, speaker's list, please raise your hand. Please keep your hands up, and I'm going to let Richard speak first from this amendment. Keep your hands up.
So from the discussion of giving after the presentation of the biological, I think it's the vote being 10 of the majority of the people said that he had table also on the floor that it is specifically biological and to increase the amount of like conservative faculty that exists on the campus. So I think we should all treat the amendment as if we intend to increase the number of conservative faculty and also being a racial minority, being an LGBTQ person,
still, and many other marginalized identities, is still so powerful that I just can't answer the question.
All right, Irvin.
Only SA members and ex officio SA members can make motions on the floor. So community members cannot amend it, but Diana and Mitch can make a motion on behalf of the other framers. Also, Mitch is the only framer of this resolution. Everyone else with him is a guest. Point of order, he can't dissent until he makes the motion.
Thank you. I'm going to let Richard state his motion, but then we're actually going to vote on whether or not we discuss.
All right, so after the video of course is all first, the video is all three so add another period, and then after that period, the students of the airport will be addressed with after the Senate to look into the political ideologies of his faculty, greater political ideologies of his faculty, related to your
All those who abstain. All right, we're not going to discuss that. We're going back into the speakers list. I'm going to let one, actually, Bunker, you have not had a chance to talk. You have a minute.
Yeah, okay. As you know, I will probably definitely disagree with the people that this resolution probably brings into campus, but I think that is absolutely important for our own knowledge about the political system, about culture, about everything, because I'm a person from Texas. I am a Democrat in Texas, and I have realized that my ability to burn out my will, the fact that I had communication with these people from a very young age and disagreed completely with my own political standing was very important for my life growing up. And I believe that this is something that is missing on the campus. And even though I'm going to disagree with these people that are brought to campus, this resolution is passed, is absolutely important. And so I also want to say that while we're thinking about this,
all those in favor of abstaining? All those opposed? All those abstaining? Continue for a minute.
Well, the resolution, we can't say that this is going to pass, and then every other thinking about diversity in other ways, or any other higher practice is going to be out of the window. The university still will have a responsibility to hire people who are from diverse racial backgrounds, from diverse cultural backgrounds, but at the same time, you can have that and still
What did you say, sorry?
Point of information. Point of information in regard to community members on the speaker list. Are there any community members that aren't yet up to sponsors that you'd like to speak so that you can go to the
We're confusing community members because we keep going into amendments. Okay, suspend the speaker list and allow community members who are not friends with. Okay, decorum. Right now, on the speaker list for this amendment, there are not any community members that are not standing sponsored. Do any community members want to be on the speaker's list and didn't realize they weren't on the speaker's list? Do you need
for this
an
amendment?
For this amendment.
They don't care about the amendment, they want the resolution.
Motion to suspend discussion on the amendment.
Thank you.
to extend by 1 minute.
Second.
Is there any discussion?
We're extending your time.
Or like, and whatever. Jung. Alki? Can someone bring the microphone? All those opposed? All those abstained?
Next on the speakers list, we have Ryan. Almost everyone on the SA is on the speakers list, just be me.
He's asked to have that another week, that way we can finish this discussion today.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you for being at our meeting. But Ryan, you have the floor.
So I'm an active member of the Cornell Democrat. I live in Tennessee, I've never passed, but I'm a Democrat, I'm progressive, I'm a liberal, I will fight for these institutions and resources to say that. But if you believe in diversity, which I do, and I hope all of us genuinely are part of what we do, pretty hypocritical of my to object to the idea of expanding voices. I'm not talking essentially about this resolution, I'm just talking about simply the idea of expanding voices. Is there not a better place than college to develop our students? Is there not a better place than Cornell? You can read that and say, this is right up there. I would find it in the future. Any person can find any instruction in any study. Is there not a better place than at Cornell to support voices and to support towards a resolution that challenges our identity, that pushes, that shines light on what we need and what our foes need? Am I progressive? Yes. Am I liberal? Yes. Part of it.
Motion to extend by 1 minute.
But do I believe that I can go through my life, especially my college years, unchallenged by the things that I need to do with? No, of course not. It's important to be challenged. It's important to be pushed, especially in college. And this resolution, at least in my understanding, is not altering the structure of this community. It's not altering the structure of this institution. It's simply reaffirming the very motto that was founded on that we live in.
Thank you, Ryan.
I bring you my...
Not we
Reflect what's actually happening here. Can we please add Diana Lee, Paul Russell, Olivia Korn, Alan Malenbaum, and Irvin McCullough as sponsors of this resolution? Because they've technically been speaking out of turn all night.
Yep.
Is there anyone opposed?
Austin
McLaughlin. Motion to extend the meeting to 6:45.
Thank you. Okay, all those in favor of voting on the resolution, keep your hand up. All right, all those opposed? All those in favor? We will continue the discussion. All right.
Yeah, you do.
Who? Okay, I'll just put Paul down on the speaker.
Motion to officially extend the meeting to 6:50? Then we have to end discussion. You have to pick one or the other.
Yeah, end discussion.
Decorum. Decorum. All right. There has been a motion to table. Is there a second?
Second.
Wait. 1 second. We're in an amendment term. That's a motion. What is your question now? No, that's what I was just saying. So we're going to continue with this amendment unless there's another motion that I'm missing. Okay, there's a lot of things going on right now. We're going back to the motion to extend because we're in this amendment right now. So Dale has motion to extend to 6:50. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any dissent? Okay. All those in favor of extending the meeting to 6:50?
It's 5 minutes, guys.
Yeah.
It was 6:45.
We never extended to 6:45.
Oh.
No, we did it.
It failed.
It failed. We never got discussed.
How are we
here? Not 6:45 yet.
How many?
Decorum.
All those opposed?
No, Richard, that's not what we need to say.
Guys, all those opposed? All those who didn't? All right, this passed. We are extended until 6:50. Avi, how do you score?
This amendment passed.
I miss the member.
By roll call. I motion to vote by roll call.
Is there any dissent in voting?
Second.
Okay. Tracy, state your dissent. You just are saying why you shouldn't vote. No reason, just why.
Okay, so, the reason why is because I appreciate you all having a discussion that we're going to be social justice. However, I have to say that now you're having this discussion because you feel like your
personality is losing. Tracy, this is why you shouldn't be voting, not why you're here.
Discussion is not closed. The meeting is ending. If you don't decide to do something in the next minute, it will be automatically tabled.
No, guys, please, 7 minutes. 6 minutes,
sorry.
Sending it to the diversity committee.
Yes, it's a vote to
we're
vote.
Voting as, no, we're just voting whether or not.
So
we're
saying diversity. Well, I'm very confused.
We are the only one I think has the diversity committee of costs.
Okay.
Precious people in voting a certain way because their name's going to be on the record.
Okay. Is there dissent to voting?
It attaches your name to your vote.
Okay, so we're going to voting. There's no dissent to voting. Here's it.
I would like to apologize if I was out of line there. It does not pressure you to vote. It makes you accountable to your vote because your vote will be on the record with your name. It'll be on the assembly website forever. And this could affect, in many ways, how the vote occurs. If you do not want a roll call vote, you can reject this now and immediately move the previous question, motion to vote, and regular vote. Oh, you're right. Yeah, this is the final vote. We're voting now. This is it. You're voting by roll call. not here. And the meeting.
This has been a production of Cornell University, on the web at cornell.edu.